"I first saw Gaspard," said Jacques Five, "holding on under the Marquis's coach as it drove into our village. He ran away. But that night, the Marquis was murdered. Gaspard disappeared, and was only caught a few weeks ago. The soldiers brought him into the village and hanged him. And they have left his body hanging in the village square, where the women go to fetch water, and our children play." When Jacques Five had left them, Jacques One said to his friends, "What do you say? Shall we put their names on the list?" "Yes, all of them. The castle, and all of the family of Evrémonde."
"Is the list safe?" asked Jacques Two.
"Yes, my friend," said Defarge. "My wife remembers everything. But more than that, every name is carefully knitted into her work. Nothing can be forgotten."
A few days later, Defarge reported to his wife some news from his friend, Jacques, in the police.
"A new spy has been sent to Saint-Antoine. His name is Barsad, John Barsad. He's English."
"What does he look like? Do we know?"
"He's about 40 years old, quite tall, black hair, thin face," said Defarge.
"Good," said his wife. "I'll put him on the list tomorrow. But you seem tired tonight, and sad.